SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says Iran made a valuable offer to reach a deal with the United States in negotiations that Iranian officials have so far denied are taking place. The president says Iran has made a show of faith.
They gave us a present, and the president arrived today. It was a very big present worth a tremendous amount of money. And I'm not going to tell you what that present is, but it was a very significant prize. And they gave it to us, and they said they were going to give it. So that meant one thing to me, we'd deal with the right people. No, it wasn't nuclear related. It was oil and gas related, and it was a very nice thing they did. But what it showed me is that we're dealing with the right people.
Meanwhile, attacks on both Iran and Israel continued today. The investigation into a deadly crash at New York's LaGuardia Airport between a jet and a fire truck on Sunday night, that's in full swing.
Stop truck one. Stop. Stop truck one. Stop.
That sound captured on liveatc.net of the air traffic controller trying to warn the fire truck. Then 20 minutes later.
Yeah, I know I was here. I tried to reach out to my stuff, and we were dealing with an emergency earlier, and I messed up.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says air traffic control staffing was not an issue. The front of the Air Canada jet torn apart. The two pilots killed. Flight attendant Solange Tremblay ejected while strapped into her jump seat. At least 40 injured, including two on the fire truck responding to a separate emergency of an odor on a United flight. Julie Walker, New York.
Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police say they've arrested two suspects in connection with an attack on a U.S. Park police officer who was shot while driving an unmarked vehicle. The two people charged with assault on a federal officer. The officer, whose identity was not disclosed, was investigating a previous incident when he was shot Monday evening. This is SRN News. Disturbing documents from the CIA.
According to a report by America First Legal, during the Biden years, the spy agency was deeply concerned about so-called white extremism in the U.S., and concluded that, quote, traditional motherhood and homemaking were indicators. AFL points to a Biden-era CIA document titled Women Advancing White Violent Extremist Radicalization and Recruitment. AFL says, quote, an agency with critical intelligence responsibilities was spending its resources targeting women promoting motherhood. Michael Harrington reporting.
There are 30 races in states this year for attorney general, and groups that support those candidates are spending some big money. Pro-life advocates trying to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go after out-of-state medical providers who prescribe the abortion pills by telehealth. Liberal groups trying to help Democrats to victory. This is SRN News. On the international front, Afghanistan's Taliban says American academic Dennis Coyle, held since 2025, has now been released. Foreign correspondent Charles de Ledesma with the update in this report.
A statement from Afghanistan's foreign ministry said academic researcher Dennis Coyle had been released in Kabul, the country's capital, on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, the holiday following Ramadan, the Muslim holy month of fasting. The release followed an appeal from his family, and the Supreme Court had considered his previous imprisonment sufficient. Coyle was detained in January 2025 on allegations of violating laws, although the Afghan authorities have never publicly stated what laws he was accused of having violated. Earlier this month, the State Department announced the designation of Afghanistan as a sponsor of wrongful detention, accusing it of engaging in hostage diplomacy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.